you'll see group writing exercise one, just one submission for the whole group. And as I said, it'll ask, since it's anonymous, it should ask for a ID number. Use your law firm name as the ID number. And just when you post it, just make sure that you're not posting it with any identifying information, just your law firm. Also, when you're signing it, only use your law firm name. Don't use any other kind of identifying information. When it comes to the time diary, remember, every individual is turning in her own time diary. So each of you should upload your own time diary. And for that, please use your midterm number. If you didn't see it on the assignment page, you'll see there's a file of materials pertaining to the time diaries, and that's where you can find the actual format for the individual time diaries. Any other questions about the submission of the paper? Good stuff, so, okay. All right, so I want to talk about wrongful death and, as promised, a little bit about loss of consortium, finish up a little bit about loss of consortium because I think they really are good analogs. But before I do that, I have to tell you, I got a call from one of the firm's other clients today right before I came in here. The question was, the client needed some quick advice on, I hope I have enough of these. We may have to share. Client needed some quick advice. On whether or not adult children can recover damages for loss of society in a wrongful death case. So, I assume that you probably didn't bring the wrongful death statute with you, so I've got a couple copies floating around. But take 15 minutes. Here's what we need to do. We've got to do a quick answer. We don't have a lot of time for an extensive legal research project, nor is the client willing to pay for one. And we don't have a lot of time to do a long memo. What I really need is you to take 15 minutes. You can work in groups of two or three or four. I don't care. And prepare a draft email to go to the client with an answer and a very brief synopsis of why or how you came to the answer. So, let's see, where are we at in terms of who's got statutes, who doesn't have statutes? No statutes? All right, let me see if I can print out a couple more copies. I don't know if this thing might. It is on TWIN. Everybody have access to it on TWIN at least? Okay. So really 15 minutes. And what I want you to do is write your draft email. And remember, it's an email, so it really shouldn't be more than, you know, something someone can read on that one screen. And post it on the TWIN page. You'll see forums here, and then emails re-wrongful death. Post it right there. And you just have to post one for the group you're working with, and I don't care if it's three or four or however many people. No, we're working on the question I just posed to you, which is, can adult children recover loss of society damages under the Ohio wrongful death statute? That's the question you need to answer, right. And you can get to the statute right here on the TWIN page.